You are tuned in to your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan with you, and today I'm joined by Travis Walker from Teton Art Lab. He's here to talk about the upcoming event, Wallpaper, that's been, how long has it been, Travis? 3, 4 years?
This is our third consecutive year, but it's the sixth time we've done it in the last 10 years.
Yeah, so that's happening Thursday at the Art Lab from 6 to 9. So Travis, this print sale on Thursday benefits Teton Art Lab's Artists in Residency program. Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Sure. It's not just a print sale. It's a works on paper sale. It's any kind of art that's been created on paper that's unique, that's made by hand. So the only thing we don't allow is digital prints and G-clay prints, things like that. We have hundreds of works of art. They're all donated from over 25 artists that we've had in residence, or they live in the Valley and they've had studios with us. So it's a really high quality show. Most of the work's really affordable. It starts at like $5, goes up to, you know, a couple hundred. Many of the works have never been seen before. They've been works that have been curated from archives under people's beds, you know, like things that have been shoved away and maybe forgotten about, but are truly unique.
And, you know, you said that, you know, the Wallpaper funds programs like the Artist in Residency program. And then you're also telling me about some funding for local studio programs here.
Yes. Our residency program, which we've been running for about 8 years continuously, benefits both local artists and visiting artists. We create studio space in town from generally buildings that have been forgotten about or were used for something else. We convert them into studios and then we subsidize the rent so it's affordable for locals to take them on. And we set aside one or two studios every year for a visiting artist, and those studios are given to them for free. And we provide them with housing as well and a small stipend to allow them to live here.
Yeah, and June Glasson was the most recent artist in residence, and she is coming from Laramie.
Yeah, and she's actually moving this summer to New York City because she's grown a lot and they've had some opportunities, and she's taking her family with her.
And I know we touched on this last year, but this is a little different this year because last year I went to Wallpaper and purchased a little round of art, like a starter art kit.
Yeah.
But you have this spiel on why, you know, prints are, or other works of paper, like you said, are important, you know, in the art world for other people to be able to be involved in art.
Yeah, it's a truly democratic medium. They've been used to, you know, help revolutions get started in other countries, to spread messages even here in America. People remember Shepard Fairey's Obama campaign. That was originally like a silkscreen. The printmaking is something I do a lot in my own art practice. I have a degree in printmaking. It's a form of art that involves often you carve a block with, you know, tools, or you make a silk screen by hand, you paint onto a screen, and then you create a series of multiples from that screen or block. There isn't an original. You're not just taking a photograph of a painting and then sending it off to a printer to print 1,000 of those. Those are called G-clays, and we don't practice those at the Art Lab. It's a really unique form that has a lot of value. You can get, you know, into the art market at an affordable price, and you know, it's like buying a stock in an artist.
And they're not all the same.
Exactly, they're all a little different. You know, some of us strive to make them like really similar, but they always end up being a little funky, and that funk is really good in this case.
Yeah, who are some of the artists involved this year?
This year we have Ben Blanton, Taryn Bowles, David Buckley Borden, Claudia Bueno, Scotty Craighead, Mark Morgan Dunstan, Wendell Field, Katie Ann Fox, Walter Gerald, June Glasson, Brittany Hill, Rachel Kunkelhartz, Brooke Kammerer, Bronwyn Minton, Eric Nelson, Mike Piggott, Mike Tierney, Travis Walker, Thomas Woodhouse, Tenley Thompson, and Amy Lay. And there's more coming in every hour, it seems like, today.
And many of those names I recognize, and a lot of these artists have different styles and techniques. What are some of the different processes that you're going to be seeing from these participating artists on Thursday?
In addition to the printmaking I described, we also encourage artists to submit drawings, you know, the most basic form of art that we do as a child. Some of that's really amazing. You may be familiar with my paintings, but you may have never seen one of my drawings. This is an opportunity to come and see that side of the artist, to kind of see where the idea starts. So a lot of these works are more affordable. They're less developed than a painting. They don't cost as much as oil paint. They're not framed. That's something I didn't mention. All of the works are unframed. That's often the biggest obstacle to starting an art collection is like, how do I afford to get this framed? And in this case, we're encouraging you to see your art in a different way, that you don't have to necessarily frame it. You can do this kind of installation in your own home. And it's a really beautiful show to look at.
What kind of work do you have in wallpaper coming up on Thursday?
I have a variety of all of my mediums. I have some drawings, I have some prints, I have some paintings on paper. A lot of the paintings on paper I've done in the last year, they were small studies that just kind of get pushed aside. And a lot of them I had no intention to really show ever in a gallery situation. It was I kind of kept them around because I was hoping to raise some funds with them.
And it's not going to be just all art. There's going to be some food and drinks, and then also a silent auction this year.
Yes, it is been sponsored by Melvin Brewing and Pearl Street Market. They're very generous, and we also have a silent auction with a few items, paintings that have been donated by Mike Piggott, myself, and a few other people. It'll be a surprise. You'll have to come and see that. But we expect those to be very popular because most of the artists have gotten pretty successful over the years, and it's become harder to acquire a painting. So this is a chance you can do that.
Well, Travis, thank you for coming in and talking about the upcoming wallpaper event happening on Thursday.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Once again, it's your chance to support your local artist and Teton Art Lab this Thursday at the Art Lab from 6 to 9 for wallpaper. This is your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL Jackson.